Okay, so Daisy May was born. Unfortunately, when she was born, the crows started pecking at her. We had to bring her into the house and look after her. By that point, she wasn't able to go back out with the other sheep when she was finally fit enough. And Major took a liking to her and essentially parented her. So they bonded, they became best friends, and you'd always find them outside frolicking in the fields together. I remember waking up one morning about 7 o'clock to this incessant baaing, thinking that's really, really quite close to the window. Got out of bed, walked down the hallway, and he'd actually opened the door himself and let her in, and they were literally circling around in his bedroom playing. He'd always sneak away to go and find her. He'd let her out of the field. It was quite the friendship.
Did you say in his bedroom?
Yes, he has his own bedroom.
Tell me about his bedroom.
He's got about 2 or 3 really big cushion mats on the floor. He's got 2 pillows. He's quite the pampered pooch.
And you were telling me earlier about what he likes to eat. He likes a lot of Welsh foods and also some stinky ones.
He is quite the fan of Welsh cakes. Just last week, actually, he discovered his love for them. So it was a bit unsure to begin with, but after that, he's a huge, huge fan of those. He goes through about 2 litres of milk every day, a dozen eggs, raw. He'll stand there, if you just put the milk in his bowl, he'll stand there, look back at you, look back at the fridge, look back at you as if to say, well, where's my eggs? And he also goes through a heck of a lot of tripe, which is vile. So after, obviously, he's had his big bowl of that, he comes and slobbers all over you and kisses you, and it's just the grossest thing, but love him anyway.